VIC Fellowship, and VIC stands for Vaccine Information Coalition. You're listening to Progressive Radio Network, the most listened to commercial-free truth radio program in the world. My name is Renee, and the title of our show is What in the Cell is Going On? We're on every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, which can be accessed live on prn.fm or later on the front page of our vacinfo.org website. Our guest today is a mother of two, one of them having the label of autism. She's become an advocate for parent rights and medical freedom. So all I can say is we welcome you dearly, Miss Mary Ellen.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm just going to let you steal the show here, baby. You just share your story, share your heart and where you've been brought and how you became there and what you're doing now in honor of all the babies and just everything you have to say the audience wants to hear.
Okay, well, it's been a real journey, let's put it that way. Basically, we found out in 20, and at that point, it was following an mRNA vaccine. He was non-vocal at that time and banging his head, very little communication. So basically at that point I decided, you know, I did not vaccinate anymore, and I went to a national autism convention, at trade Florida and St. Pete, and I the gluten-based and free diet, and we started on the biomedical journey of wellness. We seeing biomedical doctor for the last 10 years. He's helped a great deal. So, you know, he's much improved, but, you know, we still have to go. And we also did all of the traditional therapies like the ABA, speech, and OT, which have been very helpful as well.
Absolutely. The therapies of two or three times a week. I was had my daughter as well. How often was your son getting the therapies?
Well, initially we did, he's had as many as 30 hours a week.
Wow.
Yeah. We were very blessed that we were able to do that. OT is generally twice a week, and speech is generally twice a week. And I recently got him involved in a social skills group as well.
Wow.
So, you know, we have a lot of hope for him, but it's definitely been a major journey.
Mm-hmm. Now tell the audience what you feel his label was caused from.
Well, after connecting all the dots, I believe it was the vaccine. I mean, looking at the pictures, I had a picture when I kept vaccinating him, and he had all, you know, that kind of dazed, confused look. And then today, after, you know, several years without vaccine, you definitely see a difference. He started to come back. He's more articulate. He has the eye contact. So I definitely think that that played a part in it. Because before, I didn't really know what was in the vaccine. After I learned, the formaldehyde, you know, the fetal tissue, you're injecting other people's DNA, which of course he developed autoimmunity, and he has also or we've had, you know, issues as a result. So I mostly feed him an organic diet, and I found that to be helpful.
Excellent.
I just try and keep him away, you know, like we don't use bleach, we use all plant-based products, but, you know, we live in a very toxic world, so even the air we breathe and the glyphosate, you know, you can't really get away from the best we can. And we've had to teach him self-advocacy, you know, like when he goes to school, that, you know, that. So there's key pieces. As of late, you know, this year with that they're trying to pass, take away religious exemptions and so forth. That's also a great concern. I believe people should have that, you know, freedom to choose, you know, medical consent for procedures. You know, there's always a risk and there's always benefits, and we need to have disclosure of information. And that's why I've joined a lot of, you know, the groups, the floor. It's just important, you know, to really know what's going on. Seen made as a tile, so I didn't see anything wrong. But then once I learned that, you know, nowadays kids have 70 versus we have 7 per life, it makes a big difference. So I think the vigilance is just really, really important. You know, I've been to speak to the senators twice here in Florida, just trying to educate them. And the response you get is the eye rolling, and, you know, they think that we're spreading misinformation. It's very frustrating at times. But then I just have to remind myself that, you know, many years ago, before my teenagers believed in vaccines and thought that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where people are with this, and they have good intentions, and they don't realize what's really occurring, you know.
Yeah, they're just mistaught. I mean, that's what I learned through the death of my baby and of course, her injury primarily, or first, and then ultimately her passing from the monkey viruses and the vaccinations, that it's just misinformation. They don't even know. Pediatricians, Mary Ellen, don't even know what's in a vaccination. I mean, the drug companies don't even teach them. They just teach them the vaccine schedule, and they have to do it or they lose their license. So there's no education on how they even work or what is in them. I mean, so we're just blindly holding our babies down, thinking that we're helping them.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Mary Ellen, are you back on, sweetheart?
Yes.
Oh, great. I didn't want to lose your story. Excellent. Okay, continue.
Okay. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Must be the cell phone connection. Not a good one. Can you still hear me, or am I breaking
up? I can hear you.
Okay. So I don't know where it got cut off. We were talking about the chemicals and additives in the food.
Right, and how the medical doctors, did you hear me say how the pediatricians are not trained by
yes.
the drug companies? Because, of course, they write the textbooks and they fund the medical schools. So they're not
yes.
even taught what's in a vaccination. Did you hear me say that?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, we're going to these people with our babies, with the purest of purest of love that our Creator gives us for our children, and we blindly hold them down and let them literally poison them is what we're doing.
Yes.
You know?
It's horrible.
It is.
And I'm just very blessed that my son was not one of the SIDS babies, because
yes.
we know that they also cause SIDS in the vaccine mm-hmm. inserts, but they actually separate and they just give the parents, you know, a duplicated copy with very few of the actual symptoms. So the parents can actually go online to find the vaccine inserts. They are there and available.
Oh, I'm losing you again. Go to a different area.
What can I do? Is this better?
Yeah, I hear you a little bit. Yep.
Okay. I think the best thing to do is to try and do preventative care.
Yes.
You know, the nutrition, you know, giving them a lot of supplements, vitamin C, you know, trying to get, you know, basically from the diet, a lot of greens in the diet, all of that. You know, Hippocrates talks about how all illness begins in the gut. And
that's
I'm
right.
not a medical professional, but I think that we all know that, you know, God made our bodies, He gave us an immune system which heals, and what these vaccines actually do is they go straight in, and they really kind of kill the immune system. They've given our children a lot of autoimmune illnesses and so forth, a lot of issues.
And what they're doing, and what I've learned over the years, Mary Ellen, is that they're bypassing our Creator's defenses. You know, Father gives us fever if we, you know, are exposed to something, vomiting, diarrhea. Those are if it comes through His methods of exposure, which is the nose and the mouth. So we're bypassing those defenses and straight to the bloodstream, injecting these poisons that people just don't know.
Yes, and that's where we get the mercury, because it crosses the blood-brain barrier.
Exactly.
And the mercury, that's the adjuvant, the body would naturally rid itself of the live viruses that are injected, but they use thimerosal or mercury to hold it in, and that then goes in the brain of our children and causes the autism symptoms, which is basically Pink's disease if you look at it. And the numbers, I mean, just alone, you know, CDC.
Right, this is the stuff they called poison control when I was a little girl and evacuated the school.
Right. Remember
and
that?
Then they combine it with the aluminum and the formaldehyde and all the other poisons that are in the vaccinations, glyphosate and everything.
Yes, they don't stand a chance. And then I'm sure you're familiar with the chemical chemtrails that they spray aluminum in the sky as well.
You know about those too, huh? You're a wise mommy.
Yes. Yes, and it's really a hard day when you learn about all this, because we think that, you know, that the powers that be are out looking out for us and making decisions, but we have to learn to be more self-sufficient and, you know, grow our own food and question, you know, where is this coming from? How is this harvested? You know, we have to teach this to our kids and even the ones with the neurodevelopmental disabilities. Now, you know, the blessed part of my life is with the right treatments and the lifestyle that we've led, we've had a lot of recovery because the brain can heal itself. But, you know, it's a spectrum disorder, so what works for some doesn't work for all. So it's a challenge. I also see it, you know, with my clients that I work with, as I'm a mental health practitioner and I work mostly with special needs. So you can... Yeah, you know, as well, see like a dip in performance when the parents vaccinate. So that's difficult as well, you know. But, you know, I just think it's important to get the word out. And I know that more and more parents are taking the reins. And just as we saw with IDEA, when the parents have had enough and we become vocal and we learn how to navigate the system, we will be able to stop some of these laws that the pharmaceutical companies are trying to take away our religious exemption. And perhaps we'll be able to, you know, retract the zero liability that they have because they're very powerful.
They are.
I know
the entity that's more powerful, and that's who we work for.
Yes.
And it's just insane what they're doing. I want more of a testimony of how it all happened with your son. And then I know you have another child, too, I'd like you to discuss, too. Can you share with the audience exactly how it all happened?
After his first MMR vaccine, he had the classic fever of like 105. And I ended up, we really didn't connect the two, but we took him to the ER. And, of course, they told us to alternate the acetaminophen and Tylenol. One of the worst things you could do. And that's what I did. And then at that point, you know, I continued to vaccinate him as a baby. And so I realized, you know, I had other influences. I had a doctor that told me, you know, really look into the vaccines. And, you know, prior to my children being born, I had a friend that had mentioned it, but it never really crossed my mind. And I was just like, what? Are those people crazy? I mean, vaccines work. And, you know, I just didn't know any better. So after, as I mentioned before, after I stopped vaccinating, he did, you know, his lens became emergent, his eye contact, his ability to follow directions, This was in addition to the other therapies, the conventional therapies, because we kind of do everything at once. You know, usually you wait for one variable, but when they're little, early intervention is so important. You just want to try and treat it as aggressively as possible. Over-treatment is better than under-treatment, so that's what we did. I did have his pediatrician, the holistic one that I used, did do some blood tests, and his lead levels were very high, so we're, you know, trying to take care of those as well. Something, you know, that not only can be traced back to genes, but also the water supply, the fluoride, and all the components of that is another area that we have to tackle as well. And then I have a daughter that was, and she has, you know, like OCD, tics, things of that nature as well, and is also on the spectrum too, is, you know, higher functioning on there. But when I, you know, I did not do HPV with her. I have not done any vaccines since. And her diagnosis, I believe, was around the age of 7 or 8. At that point, that's when I stopped.
Yeah. So she got the first vaccine. She got the 2-week hepatitis B in the first round at 2 months and 4 months.
She did not have the hepatitis B. That was the one difference.
Okay.
He did. And that one, I think, did more, you know, damage. And she did not have it, but he did. So, yeah, you know, you can tell. I mean, he has some of the repetitive behaviors and things like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've come a long way, but it never really goes away permanently, you know. He was diagnosed with encephalopathy, which is brain damage.
I'm starting to lose you again. Go back to that place.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay, good.
See, I heard the encephalitis.
Okay, and then we recently tried the hyperbaric oxygen treatment, and that helped with some of the inflammation, but, you know, it's very costly, and it's hard to maintain that, so, you know, we've seen a little bit of a plateau since. So, you know, I think it's trying to protect him from, like, mandated vaccines.
Yeah, right.
It's the hardest part, yes.
And getting all the heavy metals out, and this is kind of what our ministry is all about, is, you know, binding the heavy metals and pull them past the blood-brain barrier. And even back to the oxygen thing, we actually in our ministry have a ozone bag that you zip up to the neck that you could purchase and put a towel around his neck where he won't breathe it, but it puts ozone into the cells. And you can have it in home so that he can use it, you know, a couple times a day. So there are options, is what I'm just introducing you to, if you're not aware of it.
I'm going to have to get more information from you after the show regarding that. That would be great.
Yeah, we have a deep cellular cleanse to pull out the poisons. And if you listen to past shows, you can see where my late husband formulated a 21-day deep cellular cleanse. And we see tremendous results with not only autism, but cancer and diabetes. You know, we believe it's all the same. There's one disease, cellular malfunction.
It really is. It really is. And, you know, you see it, Alzheimer's and elderly people, any type of neurodegenerative, Parkinson's.
Well, heavy metals are attracted to highly electrical areas. So this is why those are so prevalent in the elderly. You know, the Alzheimer's and the Parkinson's and the MS and all the other labels, you know, they're all labels repackaged, you know, 10,000 different ways or 40,000 different ways for that matter. But they're all one disease, you know, and that's what our whole show's about. What in the cell is going on? And that's the cells, which we have 75 trillion of, malfunction. And the two causes are compounding toxicities and compounding insufficiencies. So this is why when you do the biomedical treatment and you're getting these poisons out of your son, you're seeing progression because you're reducing that toxic level and giving his cells the insufficiencies they're lacking.
Yes, definitely, definitely. And I think, too, it's just really important, you know, the advocating with it. Go into the schools, the hours we were able to mainstream him, but it took a lot of, you know, going to IEP meetings, spending 4 hours. You know, now I reached the point where I had to pull him out and I put him in private school, you know, to meet his needs. But, you know, it's just such a concern because the numbers are so high, and it's, to me, it's like an epidemic, but nobody talks about it. They make a big deal out of, you know, maybe a couple cases of measles, but children have autism. Whereas, you know, 25 years ago, it was maybe 1 in 10,000. Mm-hmm. So it is very disconcerting, you know, as a parent.
It is. It's very frustrating. We have no choice but to be their voice, Mary Ellen, and get them well. And then, of course, be a voice for them. And that's what this show's all about. And, you know, I've been, you know, talking the talk now since my pet Casey passed back in 1999. So, you know, I've been, you know, have you seen our Educate Before You Vaccinate business cards?
I have. Yes.
Yeah, those are great seed slogans. Yep.
Yes, I think it's wonderful what you've done in her honor, because you figure it's, you know, the number of lives it could save, you know.
Yeah. Well, people just need to have the wisdom. They need to have the knowledge, because, again, their pediatrician doesn't know this stuff, and we blindly trust them, you know, and then they use the enemy's tool, fear. You're going to die if you don't vaccinate. You're going to die if you don't get chemotherapy, you know, opposed to power, love, and sound mind. So by, you know, the card planting that seed, we not only show them the accumulation of all the poisons your child will receive if you follow the CDC's recommendation, but more importantly, a website that has the people that are waking up. The doctors alone are on the front page. All the doctors, an emergency room physician that's waking up now. There's so many people that are waking up, i.e. is why they're forcing mandating vaccines, because so many of us are waking up.
Yeah, they're afraid now. I have a friend that has never vaccinated her son because, you know, I educated her on this. And they're the healthiest. You know, so it's just, it is pretty crazy.
It is. And, you know, we just have to stand up and fight, which is exactly what you're doing. I mean, you had mentioned that you're advocate for the parent rights and medical freedom. Are you participating in just stopping any type of medical, you know, decisions they can make, opposed to allowing us to make our own decisions for our children?
Right.
I mean, tell me about that a little bit.
Well, I mean, where the government reads, you know, you have medical exemption, they read your medical exemption and they determine whether or not, you know, the child should be exempted. And that seems like an inappropriate avenue. These are people with medical knowledge, they don't know the background of your child. It's just really a really scary time, you know, to be a parent. Because you try and make your voice heard, but, you know, they limit our time at the meetings. Sometimes I've sent requests and I have to follow up and make sure they get it. It's like pesky parents that don't know what they're talking about. And to me, the parent is always the specialist of the child.
That's,
you know,
right.
You go to a doctor, the doctor may know about a disease or illness, but, you know, as a parent, you know the whole history. And, you know, it should be a team approach where the doctor works with you and asks you, you know, what's going on.
Yeah, but their whole training, unfortunately, by the drug companies is just to mask the symptoms, snip the wire to your blinking oil light instead of putting oil in your engine. And this is why we're so successful with our ministry, you know, reversing all the labels, including cancer. I mean, cancer in children's like, you know, rampant also. I mean, it's crazy. It's the epidemics of all the different cellular malfunctions that's going on now.
Yes, this is the sickest generation. Even here in Florida, we've seen the, you know, the medical kidnap cases, which are really frightening. You know, different treatments. You know, they seize your kids. And a lot of authority that's not legal, you know. Here in Florida, we have the slogan, no shots, no school, no kids.
Yeah, no shots, no school, no kidding, and it's a complete lie. I'm starting to lose you again, so I'm just kind of repeating what you're saying so the audience can hear it and be recorded.
Okay.
In West Palm Beach, they say no shots, no school, no kidding, and it's a big, fat lie. My daughter just vaccinated. I mean, she just graduated a couple years back with not one vaccine. She was the baby I had after I lost Casey, and both my son, who was 20 months younger, and now Faith, she's just graduated, like I said, with not one vaccination. So it's a lie. And
and
I'm sure you know the financial incentives the drug companies pay the schools as well as the pediatricians for a fully vaccinated child.
Oh, yes, yes. The insurance companies give kickbacks. And we've had cases where, you know, when my daughter, who's still in public school, would bring home, you know, like a reading passage all about the importance of vaccine, the propaganda alone that's taught, not to mention the pressure of other kids. You know, hey, did you get your flu vaccine? So it's a lot of pressure and, you know, bullying tactics that are used. Sometimes the teachers will talk about, you know, you better get your vaccine because I don't want to get sick from you. So it's just like, whoa, you know, it just sort of sends that chill. And even in, there's been some Senate bills I've seen in some states where they want to have a 12-year-old, you know, without the parents' knowledge. They're wanting to consent if they want to have a vaccine without, you know, parental knowledge or the parent's decision, which I think is really crazy, you know, because if they have a reaction, the parent's going to have no idea. So I don't know if you've heard of that, Renee.
I have. I have heard that they already passed that, or is that just an agenda they have?
I believe it's an agenda.
Yeah,
I know it's starting in California, mm-hmm. And I know that I believe it's in New York and New Jersey as well. But, you know, every day it's something, but you have to keep abreast of the latest crazy Senate bills coming across.
Well, you know, they just, Merck just approved the Ebola vaccine.
Yes, yes, of course.
Where you bleed from the inside out. And I actually have a message on my phone, on my Vic Fellowship phone, because we get a lot of calls from people that don't like our cards. And one of them is from one of the scientists that created the Ebola vaccine.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
I know. I can let you hear it. It's unbelievable. I can't believe this guy has left a message on our machine. And literally, he literally, you know, said that, you know, can someone much like myself with a scientific degree please call me back? These cards, they're ridiculous.
Yeah, that's how we're treated. We're dismissed, and, you know, they try and vilify. And, you know, any of the doctors that try and step forward, I mean, there's no incentive whatsoever to do so. I mean, you know, it's just really amazing. But, you know, I believe that the truth will always surface. And I think, if anything, the momentum of people waking up to this is creating a major paradigm shift. And it's not just in the United States. It's not just here in Florida and New York and California, but it's all around the world that people are waking up and they're seeing what's going on. And I have high hopes for that. And I think it's going to take a lot of work, and we have to be very vigilant with it. But, you know, when it comes to our children and the health of our children, you know, parents have that instinct, especially mothers. And we are, as Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said, we're sort of like the last layer of protection, you know, between these pharmaceutical mandates and our children. So it really falls upon us to carry through with it, you know,
right,
to show up and speak to the senators and be vocal about it, educate other parents. It's really hard sometimes, you know, like when I'm out on the streets and I see somebody with a newborn baby, you just want to go up and give us all the information. And, you know, you kind of have to be careful about it. You know, you have to make sure that you're safe and giving that information, and, you know, it's common sense. So I really
That's why the cards are so awesome. I mean, they were so divinely made, Mary Ellen. After I lost my baby girl, I started telling everybody about Casey's injury and how she passed and all that. And they looked at me like I had three heads. So I literally prayed and called my cousin who created her graphic artist. She worked at Crooks Printing, and her graphic artist created the logo and everything. But those cards at least lay down the you know, lay up, plant a seed, I tell people, plant the seed and God will grow the seed. Because Casey's dad, when I was pregnant with her, walked in from his chiropractic job, he was a neuromuscular therapist, and said, Dr. Frank and Dr. John tell us to look into the vaccines. And my response as a misinformed mom, like you, like everybody out there is that I would never be negligent and not vaccinate my child. So we do it out of the purest love possible.
Yes, we do, and we're manipulated. When you really find out, that initial anger is just so intense, but at some point you have to take the anger and the hurt and you have to turn it into a healing by teaching others and using that energy to transform it and use it to advocate. You know, we have to advocate for our kids, whether they're typical or special. You know, of course, when they're special, but you know, still.
That's our responsibility. That's our responsibility. That's why our Creator gives them to us. They're not ours. They're created by our Creator. And then I believe He gives them to us to, you know, teach them the way they should go to make sure they go in the right direction. That's all our responsibility is, you know.
Our job is to teach them independence so that when we're no longer there, they can function. And that's for a lot of us has been, you know, really challenged, because if you have a child with a major developmental disability, you know, you have to prepare for that. You have to think about the time when you're not going to be there, and are they going to be able to get through their daily living skills and be able to prepare a meal and, you know, have a job. So that's also looming on the horizon as this whole generation of kids with, you know, major developmental challenges occurs. You know, who's going to step up to the plate? You know, we see a lot of the funding sources being cut. You know, area of advocacy as well. And we know that the pharmaceutical companies claim no pay in that. They don't want to help, so. You know.
That's right. And I've kind of gone more towards, when I met my late husband, into not only exposing the truth that we know, but also to, you know, reverse the injury. And, you know, we have many things between a quantum SCIO body scanner from Budapest, Hungary, that not only scans the cells, but also does biofeedback, bio meaning life, feeding life into the cells to reverse the injury. The inventor actually claims that his autistic son is living on his own today because of the treatment or the biofeedback from the device he developed. As well as cellular equipment that complements my husband's foundational 21-day cellular cleanse. So we definitely need to talk and compare notes, because it's all about, you know, garbage in, garbage out, getting the garbage out of their cells.
Yeah, I would like to do that, because I've read about some of the products like DRS, and, you know, we tried the chelation. So I'd like to know more about your ozone treatment and the other one. I've also tried the juicing. I think that's really good too. Juicing, like with the Omega juicer.
Yep, the juicing, right.
Yeah, some of the medical medium stuff with the celery. But, you know, all of these things, at some point, you know, it's like it's always been the next treatment, and then you have to, like, you know, you've got to factor in the cost, and then you have to factor in the time commitment. if you already, like with my son's case, he's already taking like 35 supplements a day. So I'm like pushing that. And, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot of different, you know, advocating piece, getting him to the therapies piece, you know, making sure that his diet is followed and all of that. So there's many components to the whole puzzle. And then, of course, you know, then you have to make time to go and, you know, call your senators and try and educate them. So it can be very challenging, definitely. It's like you need, like, divine intervention just to go on a daily basis.
Yep, that's right. And we definitely get that because that's who we work for.
Yes.
But, and go ahead.
But what I think you find is when you're around other parents that have also experienced, you know, the vaccine injury, it's such a tying bond. And, you know, from bad things, good people come together. So, you know, that I think is very comforting. And I think it gives us hope because we have to have hope, you know, living in this toxic soup of a world. And I think a lot of these children, you know, we call them crystal children, and they are here. And even though the intentions were to make them ill, as a lot of the parents are giving them treatments and, you know, they stop the vaccination, creating a cure itself in the body, as we've seen that, you know, if it, you can keep away it fast. Avoid or avert these toxins. I believe that the organ.
I'm starting to lose you again. Stop there. I believe something. I lost you after that.
So, did you get the organs regenerated?
I don't hear you anymore. what you're going is exactly what I teach, though. So until I hear you again, I'll continue on. But absolutely, okay. We have to get... Go ahead. I heard you now.
Okay. I'm back. Okay.
Okay. you said about the organs regenerated.
You know, to avoid all of the processed food, you know, and don't eat hemlock and all of our children, you may not.
Yeah, we have no, I can't hear you right now, but I'm just going to continue on what you're saying, because my daughter's mausoleum's also, like you said, the crystal children. My baby girl's mausoleum says God's dearest angel on it. And we literally, I believe, and I know without question, these are the angels that our creator's using to make the change for him. Because we've given medical doctors his role. I mean, think about it. You know, they don't even believe. They're taught evolution in medical school. They're not taught creation. You know, nutrition is an elective class. Meanwhile, the scriptures say the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nation.
Yeah. The thing with my back, can you hear me, Renee?
I'm hearing you broken up a little bit, yes.
Okay, what about now? Can you hear me
now? Now's good.
Okay. I think that's so important because if you look at it, it's like alternative medicine, like it's only been around, you know, for 100 years, when in reality, that's what the Western medicine that pushes vaccination.
Exactly. They're
that's
the alternative.
That's been around. Right. I mean, our, you know, like, Bible, you know, the rainforest, the trees, aspirin came from bark of a tree. You know, the Native Americans, they lived off the land. They used, you know, medicinal herbs and things. So, you know, that's another area that's really trying very hard to suppress that and put regulations. The FDA doesn't want to approve a lot of the supplements like that way. So that's becoming another area that we have to, like, advocate for as well.
Big time. I was just reading something yesterday where even though New Jersey, we were able to hold off them passing, eliminating the religious exemption. Now they're introducing a bill to prevent you from speaking about nutrition unless you're licensed by them.
Yes, that's what they do. And, you know, in Florida, Florida's been really kind of quiet about it, but they're watching what the other states are doing. And, you know, they're going after homeschooling. And, you know, they're basically looking to see, okay, when we create this roadblock, what do the people do? And that's what they're doing, you know, to cover all the bases. So it is. It's very disconcerting. And a lot of the parents, we feel, you know, very frustrated with it. But, you know, there's so many of us that we're just going to keep coming back, you know. And sometimes when they get to know us at the senator meetings and the director that decides to put on the agenda, you know, they try not to put you on the agenda. But mm-hmm. very nicely and politely, you can speak about other things. So you learn to navigate the system. And most of the parents, you know, were dismissed, that we're like, we get our knowledge off of Facebook, but a lot of us are very educated professionals that actually do read and know what's going on. A question, you know, what is this that we're putting in our kids' bodies? They recently approved the new 6-in-1, which the new six vaccines and one shot, which is really questionable.
Which diseases are those?
I can't remember.
Okay. It's insane. I know it's insane. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. After a while, you sort of just have to shut it off because it's it's like you said, it's insane. Like, you can't keep up with it.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
Thank God there's like so many other parents, you know, that care. Because if you were like the only one, you'd go NASCO with it, you know. But, it's just been a real journey. I mean, you know, even when you have, like, I have a child in high school, and when the other kids are talking about the vaccines, I'm just like, you know, tell her, well, you know, just try not to discuss it, because what they'll do is if they find out you don't vaccinate, they suddenly turn on you. So that's that whole dynamic of how this is, like, socially taught. It's really kind of sad. You know, because it places our kids in positions that they shouldn't have to be in. People should not be questioned because they want to have medical freedom. They shouldn't be treated like an outsider, you know. And the whole concept of herd immunity is basically a theory, you know. It's never been proven, you know. So it's been, you know, a challenge navigating this, because I don't have all the answers. You know, I just know that I'm just trying to, you know, lead my children down the least toxic path and to make them aware, you know.
That's
like
excellent.
Just because something
have you ever,
tastes
are you
good,
in an opportunity at all, or have you ever considered pulling them out of the public school and homeschooling them?
I have. But, you know, they've both been in the traditional school model for so long. I mean, one has two more years before she graduates.
Oh.
And, you know, some of the, for socialization, it's kind of hard to replicate all that, you know. But that may be what I end up having to do if they pass the SB 64 here in the state of Florida, which is taking away our religious exemptions.
Absolutely. And there are a lot of social ways. I actually pulled my other two children after I lost Casey out of school. And we had them involved in a Christian homeschool athletic association. You know, they were around kids all the time. 3 times a week, they were doing sports all day with other children that were also being homeschooled. Mm-hmm. So many people are waking up that they're pulling their children out, because it's only going to get, you know, it's just crazy the way that the agenda.
Well, what they've done is they've introduced home. They're trying to do away with homeschooling here in the state of Florida. I don't know if you've heard of that, but they want to require that the parents have the equivalent educational background of a teacher, and then they're also trying to dismantle umbrella concepts, like you cannot attend an umbrella homeschool without the vaccination. So that's what they're doing.
Huh. It's a mess.
So they know the alternatives, and they're going to dismantle that so that they force feed you the vaccines. And, you know, pretty soon we all know that they're going to tie it to, you know, our driver's license, our tax returns.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everything. You know, they want to microchip us, for Pete's sake.
That's right.
Revelation.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Revelation.
I was going to say, it's all written in the book. Just read the book.
It truly is. And I comfort myself with, I don't know if you know the legend of the Rainbow Warrior, but that legend is a Native American.
Hold on, I lost you. I want to hear this. Get closer.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. The Rainbow Warrior.
The legend of the Rainbow Warrior. And, you know, basically humans that are, like, put profit over people, you know, destroy our earth, destroy our animals. We're starting the extinction among the animals. We're starting to see the fires. We're seeing, you know, the weather changes. And when the earth dies because of human greed, there's going to be a rainbow warrior tribe that's going to come back, and they're going to, you know, everything will come again. All the animals that have died will resurface. And this, I kind of see it that it's the crystal children that are going to kind of take over. You know, the idea of the meek and mild inheriting the earth and righting things with God's help that have been wrong. So that's kind of how I see it, so that I don't panic and think, oh my gosh, you know, it's really scary when you start seeing articles about mixing vaccines with microchips and microchipping people, you know, and that's kind of what they're kind of grooming us.
I know.
The idea of, hey, this is medical procedure. You're going to get it. It's government mandated. Don't ask any questions. Just line up. And, you know, even the whole idea of, like, I love my cell phone, great, but even cell phones, you know, most people are looking down all the time so that they're never looking up and seeing what's really going on.
Yes.
So all of this stuff is kind of, like, masterfully engineered, and vaccines is just one little dot part of it, you know. So,
it's the main part, though. It's the main part. This is what I teach in my presentation, because we're compromising the immune system, which allows all the other additional issues, like the radiation from the phones and the Wi-Fi, and just everything else they're exposed to.
Yes, I agree with you. And it's made the most vaccinated generation is the sickest. I mean,
that's right.
At my neighborhood, I don't go to that particular pediatric office anymore, but they got in a rheumatoid arthritis because they had such a high population of kids with rheumatoid arthritis, which is not something you see normally until geriatrics, you know, not pediatrics. And this is all supposed to be, like, normal, like, nobody's questioning this. And that's what's so, like, crazy about it, you know? I've tried to step at events, and when you do, people just lamblast you. The science is settled, and it's like, the science is settled.
There is none.
You know, and science,
there is none.
That's the question. Right, you know, it's don't be being a lie, because I know better. So I've lived it. The day I was vaccinating my son that was vaccine injured, I could see the healing begin. And as you said, we did it at the cellular level, with the different supplements, you know, the taurine, the magnesium, all of these things that are depleted, even in our soil, it's depleted.
That's right. In our cleanse, actually, not only is supplements to pull the poisons out and clean up the liver, the gallbladder, lymph, the blood, and all that, but also, like you said, the organic vegetable juice and the raw foods, the whole 21 days is all just raw foods and live enzymes from our creator, because there's no multivitamin that holds a role.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk more after the show. I mean, we
absolutely. We definitely will. I tell you,
so
we definitely do. I'm so excited that we finally have been brought together.
Yes, because I want to know more about the treatment.
That's right.
What things that you do, because they all sound very organic, and I think that that's what it's all about, you know, just getting back to basics.
That's right. Well, that's adding to the compounding toxicities. The vaccine set the stage, then what you eat, breathe, and drink on top of it. I mean, the hormones and the foods and the bug sprays on the foods, the pesticides, that's all compounding toxicities to ourselves.
It's true, yes. And I think,
so that's why the only solution is pulling out the poison. That's the only solution, is by getting that stuff out of their cells.
It's not the genetics, because that's what I was told. You know, it's a genetic de novo that, you know, the typical protocol when you first get the diagnosis is you go for an MRI. And
it's impossible to have a genetic epidemic. I mean, that's just insane. Whereas all the autistic adults, they say better diagnosis.
That quickly. Basically, it's like genetics is the gun and the environment pulls the trigger. You know what I mean? Environment pulls the trigger. So it's all that environmental, the vaccines, as you said, all of those things, the pesticides,
that's right.
All of that.
All that adds to it. But, you know, I have my two unvaccinated that they I share with their dad. Actually, he has them primarily because I travel all over the nation doing my Educate Before You Vaccinate presentation and what mm-hmm. in the cell is going on. And the Wellness on Wheels, I have a mobile home that I travel all over with trying to wake up anybody who will listen to truth. Mm-hmm. But we have no choice but to get these poisons out of our children's cells, all the compounding toxicities. And we have that. My late husband has developed it at a cellular level, getting to the root. So we'll definitely talk and give you some options. This biofeedback with our Quantum Skio device, I have two of them in my name, extremely divinely, that we're going to start not only using as a tester to read the cells, but also to do the biofeedback and start feeding life into the cellular malfunction that the device shows that is weak. So
For the brain, like the brain circuitry, you can see it, you know, the redundancy and the repetitiveness, the stimming of the behaviors.
That's right. Well, I definitely want to have you back on. I mean, either your internet or my internet's not real good. We've heard a lot and I really appreciate all your time, but we're running out now. Let's book it. Yeah, well, we have clearer connection because you're an extremely wise mommy, and I know that you can help a lot of the misinformed, not knowing where to turn, parents out there. So let's schedule something again when we talk, and thank you. Do you have any final words you want to say to everybody, sweetheart?
Just do not let someone or your children making decisions for them. You know, as parents, you need to have that choice and to educate before you vaccinate. Your slogan, very important. Don't blindly trust anyone anymore.
That's right. And anybody that wants cards, we just got a big shipment in. I'm here in West Palm Beach for the next 2 weeks. So anybody can come by and grab some plant seeds that, you know, I believe our creator will grow. Thank you for being on our show, Mary Ellen. And we'll get in touch after the show. I have a lady coming now for a scan, but this afternoon or after like probably about 7 o'clock, tomorrow. Give me a call tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll talk about what we can do.
I will. We should meet up because you're not far from me at all.
I think okay, so. Renee. I'm right here in Lantana. Let's make a date.
Okay. What a pleasure. Thanks.
Okay, sweetheart. Thank you for being on our show. We'll talk on another date. Okay, baby, we'll talk soon. You're listening to Vic Fellowship, and our shows can be accessed on the front page of our vacinfo.org website on the belly of the little boy flexing his muscles. We're on every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Our contact number is 800-939-8227. If you have any questions about today's show, please call the voicemail line 862-800-6805. Leave your name, your question, and let them know it's for our What in the Cell is Going On radio show. We thank Progressive Radio Network for allowing us to give you this uncompromised truth, and y'all bless.